From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The FATF remained tight-lipped on possible changes to its money laundering blacklist. Guyana's president makes two controversial appointments to its cabinet. And is Britain going soft on cannabis users? I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A number of Caribbean countries are among those anxiously awaiting a progress report from the Financial Action Task Force. It's expected to answer the question of which countries have done enough to be taken off the list of nations that the FATF have determined don't have financial systems that are watertight enough to deter money laundering. The Bahamas have made it clear that they've moved a far way to tighten up their regulations. But reports due out a week from now, and its contents are already being hotly anticipated. Today, the FATF refused to comment on press reports from the region that another Caribbean country is to be added to the blacklist. Patrick Mulett is their executive secretary.
Absolutely no way I can give you now information on individual jurisdictions, either to be added on the list, either to be removed on the list, because decisions will be made by the FATF plenary next week by FATF members. The only thing that